This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Even though it's stays at Purim and Parshas Zohar and so on and so forth, but Mufkam in a Parshas Tzav. So Parshas Tzav is sort of a tail end of Avodas HaKorbanis. And first thing is Samus Armas Manavlema Zoister Soila, He Ho Ulal Moikdal Mizbeach Laila Adaboika, Beisha Mizbeach Tukadboy. So there's two or three Nyonim Kolal in this parasha. One is Zoister Soila, which is, it means Oila on things that go onto the Mizbeach, but the it's Mesiachas itself to Korban Oila, even though it betzim is something which is shaykh, the dinim in this korban shaykh there, all korbanis. Here Oila al moikdal misbeach kol alayla, arabayke. There's halacha of there's a din that you need to have an eish tometukam misbeach leisichbe. There always needs to be a fire in the misbeach leisichbe, even though there's not as man avoida. Other than that, and even though there's always an eish min hashemayim, there's also chiyuv to have an eish from the adam also. So the Torah is telling us that there's a halacha of two ishim, and it's an avoda of loy sichbe. In other words, the avoda is not so much to put the fire as much, make sure it doesn't go out. The din of the Haktaras Evarim, which is the parasha deals with in the beginning, here Oila Mokta Mizbeach Kol Alayla, that all Oilim are on the Mizbeach all night, tells us that Haktaras Chalav Evarim is Mutabala is Mare Balayla. So even though all other Avodas are Pasul Balayla, Laila is a big place on all other Avodas, Haktaras Evarim is Shayach Dafke to Laila. Shayach Beker to Laila, and connected that we have a type of tefillah, which is tefillah's Meirif, tefillah's Armas. So it's Valei Dovahu that the only two in Yonim, the vast majority of the mitzvahs are Shayach to Yoim, because Yoim is the natural zman of mitzvahs. Laila, you have Oimer, and you have Haktoras Emurin, which is Kosher called Laila. So why of all avodas is Haktaras Evarim b'miyuchad shayach to Laila? Then there's a halacha of Trumas Hadeshin, which is that's the sort of final part of the parasha, that they used to take out part of Deshin and put it next to Mizbeach. It's not clear. It's a machloikas rishonim, machloikas Rashi and Tosfos, one sheet in Tosfos, Rabbi Tam Rashi. Whether or not the deshin was nivla b'mkoymoy. So those who say it was nivla b'mkoymoy say it's not listed amongst the nisim. But those who say that it was nivla b'mkoymoy, the question is, what was the inyan shaboy? Mele the other inyanim, lamashal, the karbonis oifis, and so on, those were nivla b'mkoymoy. It was sort of a place of haktara. It was a place of hakrav hakilu. That's the makom where karbonis are, and it's the carbon is brought there. The Eifa seems to be the chelik of the carbon that's psoilus, and most of the Eifa went out. There was a need to be meirim a little bit, but why was there nes that was nivla b'mkoymoy? What the klal gadol is like what we said, you don't have nisim unless you need it for avodah, and here you have something which is comes dafka for, it's built in a nes, which is a chura. Other things that you're makriv, you needed to be able to be makriv it there. So you needed to be mavliyayit. But the deshin l'chura was something where the vast majority was taken out. The makom of the deshin is to go out. So the lul trumas deshin, why there should be a vlod there, needs to have some sort of hezba. Not only is the halacha is that it's kasha b'layla, which is something unusual. It's one of the only things. The Goyen, the famous Goyen, says that on Pesach night, that the only mitzvahs that are balayla are the mitzvahs of Pesach night. But there's another in also. In Kotshim, that the laylas holach hachayoyim is a din dafk in Kotshim. And in Avoida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Avoida of Adam, it's a Vayer Vayvoike. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim start with Erev and they end up with Baker. Adam's Maisim start with Baker and end up with Erev. So there's a it's the hefich, and by kotchim that's where it's nicker, and this is the inyan where it's nicker by the fact that anything that was brought during the day you can be mamshich into the night. The pasuk, the pashas cries as amshoch into the night, and it's one needs to understand what's the pshat that in Beis Hamikdash and Avoda the Laila's achayoyim, and in the Bria Soilam it's the other way around. In any in Torah Kinyanim we go with the Laila first and then the Yom. It's interesting also the Moshe Talmud Torah, where the Rambam says that if you want Kisa Shel Torah you shouldn't lose even one night. The Mashmos in the Rambam is Ki'ilu, it's a Hemshcha the day. In other words, he doesn't say the in Mishabur Lamashal, when he brings the Seder Ayoyim, he starts off, you should get up before the morning, and so on. That's a big inyan. In other words, it's a hakdama to the morning. In the Rambam, it's clearly, Mashal, it's a hemshech into the night. In other words, a normal person stops at night his work. Kisa Shel Torah is mechayev to go further than that. So the inyan of Laila being Nimshech HaChayoyim has its sheirish here, and expands to a certain realm of Avoida. And we need to understand what inyanim. And Zman and Moshe, it's not like that. Zman always starts with the night and then the day. Shabbos starts at night and goes to the day. V'chein hala. We said it says Zeus Oila, sort of dovetailing both the word Oila in the sense of a carbon Oila in the sense of anything that goes up on a Mizbeach. The carbon Oila itself comes as a kapar fahir alev. The Chazal, I mean, it's a shaila what Karma Oil is for. It could come as a mitzvah's essay. The Medrash says that it's mechapa nihira leiv. It needs some sort of understanding. Where's the zeluma seh? In other words, a chatas is all sorts of chatos, and a person's mechapa the maisachet. Fine. That is done with a chattas. Here Alev, it doesn't have a Shem Avera to bring a carbon. And let's say if it would have a Shem Avera, one would assume a type of chattas. Mela, according to the Shitas, according to the Hesberim of Oila being Lertsuye, and Oilam is a Meratze on an essay maybe, whatever, so I understand that it's different than a carbon of, it's different than a chattas. But if it comes on Hira Lev is in the realm of Chet. It should have been somewhere along the line another type of Chattas. It's not. It has a whole section of Kabbalah for itself called an Oila. And we need to understand what Bechlal, how does one Mechapa on Hira Lev? Hira Lev comes automatically and a person doesn't have the choice really in that. I mean, so he has some choice not to be Mamshech Yehurim, but in that Hira Lev, it's not, there's no pu'ula really in it. So I want to try to understand the chelik over here. It's the Beis Yaakov has a richas on it, and Kedarko. I'm using certain chelik of his nekudas to try to understand it the way we would like to understand the parash, the way we want to have it arise. There's a Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim in the daytime. First is Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim on the day, and that is very understandable. First wakes up in the morning with kumecha, so he's a person who's ready to go and to do things. You need to do everything in accordance with what the Torah wants you to do it. The first thing is the mekabel omach shemayim, then you mekabel oil mitzvahs so that you're going to do what's right and appropriate, and you go out and you work and you do whatever you have to do. A person comes back at night, so he comes back at night, he's going to sleep. What is being the Kabbal Omach Shemayim now? What's the point of it? He's not doing anything that he can really say, this is what I'm doing. So where's it coming from? The Gemara says the machlokes in the Gemara whether leivri laila girsa, leivri laila elishinsa, whether the night was created to learn or the night was created to sleep. The leivri laila shinsa is a strange machlokes. It's like saying, you know, how it may live with Bish a machlokes if at night you should, I don't know, say tikachatzoy to learn, that's a machlokes. How much a person should sleep at night should be memayit b'sheina, mar b'sheina. I understand that. I understand the machlokes of two inyonim that are sort of parallel to each other. And it's a shaila, which is the ruchnistik avoida, or what is the physical avoida? The physical avoida of the night is to sleep. Yes, that's true. And a person needs to sleep, and a person should be mitzamtze mishena and as much as he can to do avoda. That's also just like a meal. A person is supposed to eat three times a day, twice a day, whatever it is. A person is supposed to eat. A person is supposed to eat what he needs. A person is not supposed to overindulge. A person is not supposed to waste his time at a meal. Where's the conflict? A machlokes of which of the two inyanim is lael therefore. If Shana was a ruchnistik enterprise of sorts, and I could say, oh, Laila's for tikkun chatzos and for other and learning other limudim, and the daytime is for learning the this chelik of Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, whatever it is. And machlokes, that's a very strange machlokes. What does it mean leivri laila shena? So the pshat goes like this: the world of shena. It even from a tevedika point of view, from a scientific point of view, the role of sleep is very, very undefined. It's something that's very hard to really understand. It's tachlis. I mean, for resting, you could sit around. You could kind of, you could just rest. You could sit. A person gets tired, he sits in one place. But the metzias of shena, where there's a change in the person's consciousness and so on, is something which halidavahu. It's a pella that, especially we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person to do avoda, to accomplish things in the world, to set up our body. So melech eating lamashal doesn't take all that much time and has a lot of mitzvahs associated with it. So we eat, we make brachas before, brachas afterwards, we're makbid on kashrus and so on. So there's a certain avoda with the pula, with the physical pula. Shena, after Birchas Krishma, doesn't much avoda. A person is not a bar avoda. A person is not a bar das when he's yashin. So what's the a third of our lives goes on shena when there's no avoda with it? Where is it? What is it? So the answer is mitzad a person's pu'ulos. When a person does things, he is producing, he's giving, he's giving out, and those are pe'ulos toivos. And besides what he accomplishes out of himself, in the term that he gave tzedakah, he said a tefillah, whatever it is, there also is supposed to be a roishim. That's nisrashim on the person. The person himself is supposed to receive some sort of feedback from the maisa, and it make an impression on the person. As long as a person is doing, for instance, let's take an example. A person is caught up in an earthquake, and when it happens, if he's a trained personnel, he's busy running, helping, doing, saving, jumping, escaping, etc. When he sits back and he absorbs the scene that he saw, that's when it leaves its mark on him. You find a lot of people that function admirably well under the stress and the pressure, but when they come back, they are they're they lose it. They're emotionally overwhelmed. No one said of this. There's a halacha quoted often in this context. I did a treaty lemiflati lebali, that as long as something is busy giving, it doesn't absorb, because so busy doing doesn't absorb. The person is somebody who doesn't his ability to absorb the effect of the meisim that he did and absorb what's happened is not good in the day, because in the day the Adam is either tarid lemiflati. There's a sharp vertel from the Kotzker, a famous sort of story / vertel, that a chassid once came to him and he said that he was all shaken up. He said he had a dream last night that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. So the Rebbe told him, well, since Hur Yom, during the day you think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's all it is. It doesn't mean anything. So the chassid said, that's impossible, because I'm so busy doing mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, I don't have time to think about Hashem during the day. There's an emes to it. It's not just a cute zog. There's an emes in it that in as when a person is in the acting mode, in the doing mode, let's take an example. A person makes a bris, so you expect, if you want the moil to be a shleimistic moil, you want him that before the mitzvah he should be thinking about the neiros of being machnes rachanimol to brisach l'avram avinu. You want him afterwards to be overwhelmed with the tremendous inyan of achnasas bris. Bishas the milim, you want him to be a professional without kavanas al machshavas, just cutting exactly how and where he should be cutting. And his entire thinking process should not be absorbing the godless at the moment, but focusing on doing the ma'aser. That's the way it should be. In the chelik HaKadosh Baruch Hu split avodas Adam into two chalakim. There's the chelik ha'asiyah, where a person does, and there's the chelik where the person absorbs that which he did, where the person takes in that which he did, and it leaves its roishim on the person. Le'ivir laila l'sheina, the bria of sheina is when the person becomes inactive. The chalomas a person has, the nightmares a person has, and the inspired dreams a person has, are all the result of the person being in the receive mode. Now he's beginning to absorb the roishim of that which has happened, and b'meila he is now going to become that. It's going to become part of himself. That's the liver layer elishena means that it's there as a complement to the avoda. So kluumas that there's a machlekes between girsa and shena. There's a reason why girsa would be oimed afkin agzeh, but at least we're talking about two mahalchem avoda. That's the difference between avoda of the structure of the yom between the lemala and lemata. Zmanim, which is the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Zmanim is the structure of bria soilam. Is ve'yera ve'yvoike. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel had a certain kavana, machshava, deya, something along those lines. That's the first bria. The first bria is a kavana that's wanted. The second bria is an asiyah that fits that kavana, a maisa mitzvah that fits that toichin and kavana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Just like Lahavdil, if a person writes a play or a poem or anything, so the kavana and the pnimius of it came first to the person, and then he produced it in the chitzonius of whatever presentation it was right. When the person listening, the person absorbing it, works the other way around. he first sees the play, reads the book or the poem or whatever it is, gets a tsura of the chitzoneh shabai, and then slowly begins to absorb the pnimeh shabai. So the absorption always comes afterwards. Mitzad maise Hashem, it's era first and then boiker, and that's why when we celebrate zmanim, we're being kiveya the yoim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kiveya. So that starts with Laila and then goes to yoim. In our avodah, which is avodah samigdash, it starts with kavana, it starts with asiya, and then the absorption process starts. So that's this parsha. It's the second chelik of avoda. Avoda with the capital ayin is Hamikdash. That's the makom avoda. That's the ikar makom avoda. And again, for us, it's because we're so not used to it. We have a lot of other places, you know. But when there was Hamikdash, that was everything. That's the makom avoda. And there's one parsha, Vasiyas HaKabonis, Mais HaKabonis, that's one parsha. And all of that happens during the Yoim. And that's one Chelek of Avodas Hashem. There's a second parsha, which is Nismayet Mitzad HaSiyosan. But it is the second half of Vayikra, is this parsha in Tzav. That there's the Laila that comes after the Yoim has in itself the power to absorb in every way possible. The Eish consumes and absorbs the carbon. The Deshen that's left over, we take a Chelek and it's absorbed into the Mokum HaMizbeach. I saw somebody says, I think Reb Tzadik says, that itself becomes a chelik of the Mizbeach Adoma. Not sure where it says it, where he has it from, but al kaponim, it means, but it becomes nivla bim koimoi, because that's the guf avoida. The guf avoida of the process of Eish absorbing it is to absorb it. It's needed, it's a necessary neis, because that's its process, that's its metzias. It's a chelik avoda that's miyuchet for the Laila dafka. This is where it happens by Laila. And it's something which is it's the chelik of the avoda. One of the halachas that we learn here is that psulin, that anything that's oilal mizbeach, that's psulin bekodesh, is ein mayvidin. In other words, in Avodas Adam, there's havchana between different inyanim. This is a deeper avoda, and even things that can't make it mitzad Avodas Adam, mitzad this chelik avoda, it still reaches a certain tikkun, a certain shleimus of itself. I want to explain the inyan of the Hir Alev Shaboy, that it's mechapen Hir Alev and so on. If a person does something and he's doing the right things and he has a hira lev, he wants to do something that's wrong. No matter how much he's doing is right, he still has all sorts of machshavas hira. The pshatnir is you can't fight machshavas directly. It's a vicious cycle, and even on the practical level, machshavas are not you can't fight machshavas with anti-machshavas. It's the best way to keep the machshavas stronger, more powerful. The way in which a person, if a person sees a dichotomy between his avoda and his machshavas, then the pshat is it's because it hasn't been absorbed yet. Those machshavas that he has are because they are they still it still hasn't reached a rock bottom. Let's take a simple mashal. a person has, I don't know, a chava that's a bad chava, and it's not good for him to be in his chavashaft. So he hears somebody gives him a lot of musa and tells him it's bad. The person realizes he's right, and he's misrachik from him. But he still would like to associate. Every so often he has cheshek to go back and associate with that person. So the answer is not, the stira doesn't lie between two equal machshavas. I'm not sure if he's right or not. I'm very sure that he's right. So where's that rutzen that comes up all of a sudden? The answer is because my understanding of it hasn't reached down the bottom yet. Oyeve Hashem sinura means that for the person who's a good person, bad is reprehensible. And if it's not, then it's not yet there. Because, yes, he's an Ohev Hashem, he does pe'ulas of Avos Hashem, but it hasn't really suffused his entire being, because somewhere down he still feels quite good about the person who is Mechayev Megad. So this chelek, the chelek of Machshavas, is something that its tikkun is not found in a carbon that the Seif Pasuk is Asiya. Achilas Kahanim, Achilas Bailim. When it's Kuli Kolol, it becomes absorbed completely, and it enters into the process of being absorbed by the Mizbeach totally, and absorbed, and the Desha is absorbed by the Karka. Then the person, that Chelek of Avoda finds its Shlemus over there. I want to talk about this in Klolius. There was a big chelik of Avoida that is called Chayves Halavavis. It's called Avos Hashem, it's called Yiras Hashem, and so on and so forth. The mistake, one of the mistakes made is, first of all, unless a person is Isaac in it, unless a person makes a chelik of his time a zman to be Isaac in these inyanim, then it doesn't happen. We definitely can force ourselves to do the maisim. The maisim of Chayves Halavavis, we can force ourselves. And we can be mehadem edaktik in every mitzvah and see that as Yiras Hashem, and we can run after every mitzvah's essay and see that as Avos Hashem. But a person's machshavas will not be shalom with it. Even if the person learns it inside, if he goes through the motions, if he goes through the arguments, this is why a person should be Oyev Hashem. 6 reasons, 9 reasons, 12 reasons, this is why a person should be Yorei Hashem. It's not. You can tell when a person talks to you things that he feels he's convinced of, but he's not really convinced of. And you can see it, that the person is saying the things he knows he ought to think and feel, but you don't really feel that it's him. The mark of Adam Gadol is not, in the world of Maisim, Shlemus is a checklist. So once a person is doing all the mitzvahs, plus minus, once a person is not doing any averis, plus minus, then how do we measure differences in people? We even find, Lamashal, Chazal pointed out, that Tanakh points out, big people that made things that look like chatoim, that the Torah calls chatoim, whatever it is, the report card on Maisim is limited. So what determines a person that you say is Mura Me'am, that is a Gadol? What's a mark of greatness in a person? Yerushalayim, how do you measure Yerushalayim? How do you measure Avos Hashem? Screams loudly, doesn't scream loudly. The instinctive measure we have is when you interact with a person and you get a sense of how much are the things that he says and believes, how much is it nivla in his mohus, and how much is it not? That's really the measurement of it. Rabbi Saul Salanta, when he was mechadish the Limud HaMusa, the thing that he pushed was that he spoke about the conscious of a person and the subconscious of a person, and Avodas HaMusa is going to deal with the subconscious part of a person. Now, there's no real way, by definition, to directly go to a person's subconscious. I mean, almost by definition, subconscious means that which is under. If a person strips away his conscious kilu, then that becomes the conscious again. Whatever a person is thinking b'shas ma'isa, that's conscious. That koach is out in the open. But there is an avoida, and it's an avoida that takes patience. It's a person keep bearing in mind and thinking about things and mulling over it and sleeping over it. Sleeping over it means that the person thought about it and he fell asleep with it. The person, these are things that a person, that occupy a person's mind enough that the person, that it absorbs. That's when you want the ground to absorb something, you just need to leave something on it and just leave it there. As long as a person has conscious machshavas, then it absorbs it. And that's the avodah, it's a fascinating avodah of Eish Tomei Tukat by Leisichber. A person, there is Eish Mena Shemayim, but a person needs to provide something which allows that process to happen. The avodah that is very individual, the avodah that's hard to really put into a Seder Hayom, it's hard to define externally, is this avoda of Haktar Zemurim. It's the avoda of Trumas Hadeshen. The avoda of absorbing something. But this is really what marks the person. When a person learns something that gives him great thought, great room for thought, and it sits on a person, that has the hashpa on the person. As maisim and active things are the start of the process, but unless the person clears the ground and adds some of his own eish, it doesn't happen. So this is a parasha ketana that's masik as maruba. It's something which stands parallel. Parashas Vayikra is the parashas of Avoida. Avoida with capital Ayin. It's Avoida Sayoyim. It's where a person is supposed to do things. Kohanim Zrizenhein means they don't have time to think. They're busy. Kohanim move real quickly. Avoida demands Zrizus. Like Mr. Sharon, when he speaks about Avoida, he speaks about Zrizus. But that's only half of the Avoida. The second half of the Avoida is absorbing everything. And for us, it means what Rabbi Saul Salanter and others sort of brought into us was we need to put aside time in a person's day when the job is to mull over that which he learned, that which he knows, that which he did. The Aish is, if a person approaches, the Rabbi Saul Salanter said, a person should learn Musab is Fasayim Dolkos, with burning lips. What he meant was to say psukim again and again with tremendous emotional outpouring. That emotional outpouring is the fire to absorb those things that he knows. Musa, the Ramchal says, I didn't come to be mechadish some you don't know. If you're looking for information, it's done. The avodah is done. It's not there anymore. But I'm talking to take things from things that everyone knows and are pashit and making them part of yourself so that they're pashit mitzad your conscience, your conscious. It's pashit mitzad your inner self. In some ways, since we are Erev Purim, in some ways I think of it, it's the avoda of Yom Kippur Purim, the avoda of, in other words, there is a mahalach of active avodah midas adam, and the purpose of that is to do what he's supposed to do and to learn what he's supposed to do and so on. And then there's a chelik where a person tries to reach to other koiches. Those the deeper koiches are not reached with das. When a person does everything that is bidas and midas, and a person allows for times of hisbeinenus, like what Musa is supposed to be, like Laila in its high abchinis, in the abchinis of that Laila is nivra fashena. The Arizal says that the Laila is nivra to understand soidus that you can't get during the day. What it means is, on a posh level, is the things we're talking about. Conscious learning can only take you up to a certain point. That's probably the pshat and leva layla girsa. It's reflective. It's what a person reflects on that he gets in the layla. So a person needs to see his avoda as a shlemus between the things that he does, and that adraba, that the ikr is the asiyah and the pa'ula and so on and so forth. And the person needs to understand that the deeper avoda, once that's in place, then providing the eish tamid, providing that chelik that allows for absorbing the thing that's mashlim everything. In kachim, in avoda, it starts with yom, but it ends with laila. What's by Kodesh Baruch Hu first, in Vayeva Yvoika, in our avoda, in kachim, the laila follows the yom in reaching the peak of what a person is supposed to do. So.